This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The resurrection of Jesus seemed to be a hard concept for the disciples to comprehend. They had seen Jesus get arrested. They knew that he was crucified and buried. That had been predicted to them by Jesus himself. But the final part of the prediction of Jesus, that he would be raised on the third day, had never seemed to penetrate their minds. So, though they came together after the crucifixion, they still were afraid for their lives because they had believed in him. Now that he was gone, according to their human understanding, they were not sure what to do. There were two of them who went to the tomb to check it out for themselves. We are told that one of them, John, saw and believed. The other, Peter, saw, and that is all we are told. But we are told, according to John 29, that they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. That is an interesting way to put it. Scripture at that time was only the Old Testament, and though it is prophesied in the Old Testament Scripture, for instance in Isaiah 53:10-11, it is not made as clear as it needed to be. Isaiah 53:10-11 says this, "Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities." But they had the word of Jesus himself that this would happen. Still, as with all of the teaching of Jesus, it was given by word of mouth, and so hard to take in all at once. That is why Jesus kept saying what was going to happen over and over. Besides, they could not imagine such a thing with their human minds. This was totally a God thing. They had never seen it happen. Oh, they had seen Jesus raise people from the dead. But that wasn't the same thing as trying to imagine Jesus himself rising from the dead. From what we are told in Scripture, they did not really believe he would be killed. After all, he was king. He was Messiah. So when that happened, that he died, it must have shaken them to the core. After the event of his resurrection, when he showed himself to Mary and the other women, the disciples would not believe them. They all became doubting Thomases at that point. Even when the men who met Jesus on the road to Emmaus came and told them what they had seen and heard, they still would not believe. It took an actual eyewitness happening. It took the appearance of Jesus in their midst to make them realize that Jesus was truly alive, just as he had said. It was at that time that Jesus prepared them for what was to come by opening their minds to understand the Scriptures. Or as John tells us in John 20:22, "And with that, he breathed on them and said, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" Remember, Thomas was not with them, and that is why he was still doubting when they told him that they had seen Jesus. He needed that eyewitness evidence also. But to back up just a bit, remember what Jesus said to Mary when she recognized him after he called her by name? Look at John 20:17, which says, "Jesus said, 'Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father.'" So when Jesus rose, he did not immediately go to be with his Father. He had more work to do before he could finally return to heaven and his Father. Jesus still had people on his mind. He wanted to be sure that his work would go on, so there was more to be done with the disciples. But Jesus showed himself to hundreds of people during this time between his resurrection and his ascension. He purposely put off returning to heaven to be with his Father out of love for his disciples and for us. During that time, we know that he helped the disciples catch many fish. We know that he restored Peter. We know that he gave them the Great Commission. We know also that he made it clear that we are each to follow him on our own path and not worry about what path others are taking. The main thing is to, as Jesus put it, "Follow me." Because the disciples did that, each in his own way, they were able to take the good news, the gospel, throughout the known world. and some of them were able to write down what they knew so that we could emulate them, so that we could also take the gospel throughout the known world. And one thing we must not forget about the resurrection, that is the joy that comes to us because of it. No matter what we have in our lives, because of the resurrection, we know we will be all right. This message is scattered throughout Scripture. Look for it as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.